When asked in the 2005 deposition whether he obtained the Quaaludes to give them to women he wanted to have sex with, Cosby answered yes. When asked whether he gave any of the women the drug without their knowledge, Cosby's lawyer objected.
All right, and that gets us up to speed on some of the accusations that were brought against Bill Cosby. And let's find out, just to get a little more depth and insight on this. On the Como Newsline right now, we have San Diego State business ethics lecturer, also an attorney and a former prosecutor, Wendy Patrick, who joins us from San Diego. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So what did you think when you heard this, that the Associated Press got these documents and that Cosby admitted this in his testimony?
Well, you know, it really was a surprise because this allegation, this all of this has really died down over the last couple of months. You know, there's always something in the news that sort of makes people forget about these allegations. The victims didn't forget. And, you know, I've been a prosecutor for a long time. I was a former criminal defense attorney. I have a lot of experience of really the emotions that are associated with allegations like this. So you can imagine what a bombshell this was, where you have so many people that were claiming that these women were making it all up to try to push him off his pedestal, had ulterior motives. And now you've got Bill himself making some admissions in a deposition. But he didn't admit to rape. And it's true, you know, we live in a country where everybody is innocent until proven guilty. But Bill Cosby has been tried and convicted in the court of public opinion. And this now provides even more fuel for those that are making these allegations. But I got to tell you what kind of fallout this is going to be having. Mm-hmm. There are lots of court documents that are sealed for a variety of reasons. Many people don't go back and seek to have them unsealed. But because the Associated Press did so in this case, there are many companies, businesses, people, all kinds of folks that are now concerned that this could now be a wave of the future. And it might even have a chilling effect on what people are willing to admit in settlement negotiations if, in fact, everything is at least potentially to become unsealed sometime in the future.
It was Cosby's understanding when he gave this deposition that this would be kept secret, sealed?
There's no evidence of that. And there, you know, in fact, the evidence is mainly to the contrary in lots of cases like this, where there's a potential for sealing documents for a limited period of time, but not forever. And you see this in the law a lot, as different parties come and petition to have different things unsealed. And depending on the nature of the proceedings, that's possible, as it was in this case. And what we're looking at now is, how are these admissions that Mr. Cosby himself made under oath, how is that going to affect his brand, his supporters, his detractors, pending lawsuits for defamation, for example? You know, this just happened, and we're all watching and waiting to see what the fallout is going to continue to be.
Because up until this time, he has said there's nothing here. These are false allegations. He's continued to go on the comedy circuit and hold shows. Now venues who might be booking him would say, well, now we got something in a document here that shows it may not be as questionable as you say it is. We don't want to have you here anymore.
And that's the interesting part of this, Herb, is people are now looking to see what, if any, businesses are going to cut ties with Cosby. A lot of them already have. And, you know, we just saw this all play out on the grand stage with Donald Trump and his comments about immigration. And you had Univision, NBC, Macy's, a lot of sponsors. You saw that again last year with the NFL, sponsors jumping ship when domestic violence, child abuse allegations come to light. Here, you can bet that's something that we're going to continue to see. We already saw that back when these allegations began to surface, even though there was no trial, there was no conviction, there was a lot of denial. What makes this latest unsealing of these court documents different is that now you actually have Cosby admitting not to raping anybody or not to sexually assaulting anybody, but to giving drugs to people for purposes, to young women for purposes of sex, not to following up on that. But it's at least a step in the right direction, say some of the victims who still have defamation lawsuits pending.
Well, we're going to talk to you a little bit more about this. I know you can hold on because we have to break for commercial, traffic and weather. We're talking to San Diego State Business Ethics Lecturer, Attorney and former prosecutor Wendy Patrick about the latest news about Bill Cosby. There's also news today about Jared, the guy from Subway. We'll talk about that as well. Herb Weisbaum on Como, in for John Carlson.